It's the second date update on Mojo in the Morning.
All right, why are you not getting a call back after you went on a date? Kristen, not getting a call back. How long has it been, Kristen, since you've talked to him?
Oh my God, it's been like, it's been almost a week.
Okay. You guys met on Hinge, and I think this is kind of interesting. You guys didn't talk very much before you guys went out. And then the date that you guys went on, you guys actually got real talkative with each other. And actually, you thought that things went awesome. You thought that there was really a connection between the two of you.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, I don't know. I just felt like we connected really quick. Mm-hmm. And I liked that he was so forward and willing to make plans and just, he wasn't beating around the bush, so to say, right? He was mm-hmm. just like, yeah, let's go out. Let's get together.
Well, you haven't had an opportunity to get him on the phone, but we did. His name is Adam. He's on the phone with us. Adam, are you okay with your voice on the radio?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Adam, will you say hello to Kristen?
Hi, Kristen.
Hi. Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Okay. I'm good.
So, Adam, what's the story? Why have you gone dark on Kristen? Why have you not been returning any of her calls?
Wow, this is awkward. Well, since COVID, I really couldn't go out to meet people, and my sex life has been pretty quiet. So, I was pretty clear when we initially met that I just wanted to hook up. That's why I only asked her out for drinks, and I thought she was on the same page as me.
Wow. So you guys, Kristen, you guys ended up having sex with each other?
Yeah, but I mean, I just thought like we had such a connection. I mean, I just, I don't get this. This seems to be something that keeps happening. Like men are just like using me for sex. Like I don't get why. I get wanting to hook up, and COVID has definitely put a damper on that in my life too. But I didn't think it was just going to be that.
Was there any conversation that night about you're looking for a long term relationship, that you're not just looking for a hookup?
No.
You just talked about normal stuff, like,
normal.
Yeah.
We're about the hookup kind of stuff.
We're about the hookup thing. So wait, so what were you talking about? Explain the conversations that you guys did have with each other that led you to believe, Adam, that you could just have, sex with her and then never have to call her back.
Regular drunk talk, and it was a lot of touching and
drunk
kissing,
talk.
And I mean, it was,
Were you drunk? I only had one drink.
Well, it's been a while for that too. I haven't been out drinking a lot, so my tolerance is, I guess, got lower.
Oh my God, I just feel so stupid. I mean, I felt like we were, we were having fun. I didn't think, like, that meant then you were just going to ghost me afterwards.
Well, Kristen, I mean, here's my advice as an outsider. As you said at the beginning, this keeps happening to me. You're allowing it to happen. If you want a more substantial relationship and you don't just want a one-night stand, then you might have to,
be very upfront about
Be upfront and not just give these guys the key to the kingdom.
I mean, I get that. Like, I totally get that, but it's
tough because you liked him and you want him to like you
yeah.
and everything, but you're allowing him to get what he... Obviously, you're not giving the chance to see, is this more than just a one-night stand?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's true, but it just, I don't know. I still feel like that's so rude to not at least, respond
follow
back
up. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that part, for sure.
Of course.
Do you not feel bad when you hear her talking, Adam? Because I'm feeling bad for her. I'm feeling definitely empathy for her.
Of course. I wish I would have, handled it better, but I thought that it was pretty clear.
I love how you say you thought it was pretty clear. Like,
she's on a totally different page. Yeah,
like you clearly thought that it was just going to be a random, you know, night of sex. And here she is going, we had great conversation. Everything was awesome. He was really cool. And did you think you were clear because you weren't real talkative prior to going out? And because you guys met on Hinge? Like, do you think that meeting on Hinge makes it real clear?
Well, I mean, it is Hinge, and, you know, for one, and I did mention I wasn't looking to settle down or for anything super serious right now, and I've been caged up since COVID, and I might have said something like, you know, I've been caged up since COVID, I'm ready just to get out and have fun.
But I wouldn't take that as, to defend her, I wouldn't take that as I'm only looking for a one-night stand.
Exactly, and I mean, like, Hinge is, you know, a little different. It's not like Tinder or whatnot. You know, there is a little bit more, I don't know, maybe I'm perceiving that wrong, but it just, I feel like, sure, I got the idea that you wanted to hook up, but I didn't necessarily think like, oh, one and never talk to you again.
Well, that's the sad part. It's obviously there's a lot of people, a big portion of the population just uses the apps for hookups and they're not interested in a partner, but
you got to protect your heart now. Like, yeah. Up to Spike's point, you know that this has become a recurring theme in your dating life. And so you got to put your foot down and do something about it moving forward so this doesn't happen again. Because you know you are more deserving of that. And that's not what you're looking for.
You don't have to dehumanize your hookup. I mean, you could still, even if you're both there for the mutual hookup, you can still talk to each other next day and treat each other with a little respect.
248 says, he's an F-boy. Move on. Don't have sex on the first date. Kaylee, what did you want to say?
I wanted to say that when I first started seeing my fiance, he specifically told me if he would have had sex with me on the first night, he wouldn't have pursued anything further with me. Some guys are like that. They want to know if you're that easy, then maybe that's not the person they want to be with.
That I will tell you from guy friends of mine and stuff like that, they have sex with a girl on the first date. Their first thing is to think that, you know what, this is not the type of girl I want to marry because she's probably had sex on the first date with about 12 or 6 or,
exactly.
or 15 guys. Trevor, what's up? It's Mojo in the Morning.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment and say that he's a complete F-boy. And
yeah.
She shouldn't be having sex on the first date.
Did you send that same text to us?
The outcome that she wants.
Was that the
what
text?
Was that?
I just read that. I think I read your text just a second ago. Is this Trevor with the cool voice that we talked to during breakup or makeup?
No.
Oh, okay. Because this guy's got the same voice,
yeah,
doesn't he, as the guy
really
from breakup or makeup? Kayla, what's up?
Hey, you guys. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Mojo, we missed you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It's great to be back.
Yay. Yeah, I just I sent in a text and said that he should have been on Tinder if he's looking for hookups, not Hinge. Hinge is the app that's designed to be deleted. You're looking for long term, you know. But I'm going through the same thing right now. You got to change what you're looking for if you get what you allow. You know, I'm going through the same thing, girl.
That's actually a very good thing to say. You get what you allow. Destiny, what's up?
Hi, morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so. I don't know. I was listening to a couple of the people leave their comments, and one girl actually brought up a really good point about how her fiancé told her that if she had hooked up with him on the first night, that he wouldn't pursue anything further. I've actually heard that from a lot of guys. I know that most guys are like that. They try to test you. A lot of them try to test you on the first night and see if you're willing to go that quickly and that easily. Not to say that the girl's easy, but they want to see if you're going to fall for the trap because they assume that you're sleeping with anybody else on the first night too. If you're going to do it with him, why wouldn't you do it with everybody else? I feel like that's what a lot of the men soon.
Yeah, you know what? It's no excuse for them doing that, but really you got to be very, very careful sometimes because you don't know this. You only met that guy for whatever
a couple drinks.
Yeah.
I mean, in her case, one drink.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning. How are you, Mojo?
Good, buddy. What'd you want to say about this? Second date update.
I would say, okay, well, I was in a similar situation where I met my wife, and I met her the day before Valentine's Day, and we didn't touch each other for a whole week. You know, thinking Valentine's Day might be the special day because it was the next day, but I think that if her and I would have done something, we would have never had this 11 years because I probably wouldn't have had any respect for her.
Boy,
isn't that funny? The way guys rank women, like, I don't know, you want to sleep with me? I have no respect for you.
But I'll sleep with you if you want to sleep with me. I just won't call you back.
I'll totally lead you right into me not liking you anymore.
And then there's Gwen. Gwen, sex on the first date. What did that lead to?
Honestly, we've been married for 2 years, and we have a son together, and he's, like, the best guy that I've ever dated or been with.
Yeah, see? So it's confusing to navigate this because, obviously, it does work for other people.
Mm-hmm. And we met on Tinder, so, I mean, neither one of us were really looking for anything. Mm. So we were just looking for a hookup, and it led to more.
Did that baby that you have come from the first date, or did it come from...
No, it was a few months later, but he came a few months later.
Okay, wow. Good. So it does, you know, everybody's situation is completely different.
The only thing I want to say to her is, like, don't let, you know, do you. If you feel like you want to have sex on the first date, don't let anybody say, like, you're not worthy of respect for that.
Exactly. That's a great point. And Ashley's got a great point, too. What did you say, Ashley?
I just think it's kind of crazy that all the guys are like, oh, well, if a girl gives it up on the first date, that means she did. But if a guy gives it up on the first date,
Yeah, of course it is.
Backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shouldn't be a double standard. Thank you for the call. I wish you, Kristen, the best. I think that there's great guys that are out there. Trust me, I'm one of them. But, that was somebody else. It wasn't you, Kristen, was it? Because I'm about ready to... Good people are there. That was somebody else that hung up. Good people are out there, and you will find them. And Adam, good luck.
I apologize if I gave the wrong signals. I really do, but I thought I was clear.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Second date update.
Don't like the weather? Just wait 10 minutes. You're listening to Mojo in the Morning.